بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، we are still studying the chapter that deals with قصاص, which is the equality in punishment. And hadith number 341 is with us, so who will read it?
Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, when Allah the Almighty granted Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam victory over Makkah, the tribe of Huthail killed a man from Bani Layth for a man they killed in pre-Islamic era. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood and said, verily Allah held back the elephants from Makkah while he gave the domination of it to his Messenger and believers. And it was not made permissible to anyone before me. It will not permissible to anyone after me. And it was made permissible to me for an hour of a day. And it is this hour. It is forbidden to cut its trees, mow its grass, or cut its thorns. And it is not lawful for anyone to pick up a thing dropped but one who makes public announcement for it. And if a relative of anyone is killed, he is entitled to opt for one of two things. Either he can take his life or he should be paid blood money. A person known as Abu Shah, one of the people of Yemen, stood up and said, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, write it for me. Thereupon Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, write it for Abu Shah. Abbas radiallahu anhu said, Allah's Messenger excluded idkhir, a kind of grass, for we use it for the houses and graves. Whereupon Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, with the exception of idkhir.
Okay, this hadith, we have gone through it and explained it when we were studying and discussing the chapter that dealt with Hajj, because this took place in Hajj. So what relates to us is the hadith or the portion when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if a relative of anyone is killed, he is entitled to opt for one of the two things. Either he can take life as a just retribution, or he should be paid blood money. Now, we mentioned this again so that those who had forgotten would probably refresh their memory. The killing is divided into three types: deliberate manslaughter, deliberate killing, semi-deliberate, and accident or by mistake. So the Prophet here, alayhi salatu wasalam, what kind of the killings is he referring to? He's referring to the deliberate killing. What is a deliberate killing? If someone kills someone intentionally with what usually kills, shooting him, drowning him, burning him, this Islam gives you the option whether to take a life for a life, retribution. This is permissible. He killed someone. He killed my father deliberately. Then I have the option to kill him. Of course, through the legal channels, not that I find him and kill him, because it has to be proven that he did it, etc. All the other circumstances related to it. So I have the option either to kill or to refer to the blood money. I will spare his life, but he has to pay the blood money. Or to pardon him altogether and say, I don't want anything. The fourth option is disputed upon. And this option is whether to take more than the blood money or not. The blood money is the equivalent of 100 camels. And some tribes say that we don't want 100 camels. We want 1,000 camels, 10 times the diyah. Is this acceptable or not? It's an issue of dispute among scholars. And it depends. To me, this would be exaggerating and it would be means of bargaining. A lot of people say strange things, demanding 4 million, 10 million riyals for a diyah when it should be only 300,000 or 500,000 in accordance to the price of camels. Yet again, it's an issue of dispute among scholars. So these are the four options that one can relate to. The first three are a point of agreement among all the scholars. The fourth one is an issue of dispute. Now, having said that, the diyah is the blood money. Who is it to be paid by? In the case of deliberate killing, it is the duty of the killer himself. He's obliged to pay the full amount from his own pocket. In the case of semi-deliberate and also in the case of mistake killing, this is to be a contribution from the blood relatives of the killer. So if a person kills by mistake or he kills semi-deliberately, then the diya or the blood money should be taken from his relatives, not only from him, because this is a means of coming together and showing that unity. While in the deliberate killing, it should be only as a form of punishment that he pays all of it from his own pocket if he has the ability to do so. There are so many points in this hadith, but as stated, we would like to remain in what is related to our chapter. However, Abu Shah is a man who stood up and asked the Prophet to what? To have someone write to him what the Prophet said, because he could not memorize it. And this hadith is used to refute the claims of those who deny hadith and say that the hadith was only noted down 200 years after the death of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, and this is a big lie. The hadith was written in the lifetime of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. However, in the very beginning, the Prophet forbade them from writing anything except the Quran, so that things would not mix up. But after a few years, when things were settled and the people became learned of the Quran and had the ability to know what Quran is and what the Sunnah is, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam permitted them to write. And that is why Abu Huraira says, I accompanied the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and I memorized a lot of the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. However, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As knew more because he used to write down. This means that writing of the hadith was at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Moving on to hadith number 342, who would like to read it? Yes, sahi.
Umar bin al-Khattab consulted people about the diya of abortion of unborn child. Al-Mughayra bin Shu'bah said, I bear witness to the fact that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave judgment about it that a male or female slave should be given for it. Thereupon Umar said, bring one who may testify with you. Then Muhammad bin Maslama testified to the same.
Now this hadith goes in line with the habit of Umar radiallahu anhu. Whenever someone said that the Prophet said something, he would not accept it. He would ask for another witness to testify. So in this incident, Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, used what is known as shura, or consulting the others. There is a case that he doesn't have knowledge of, so he would not answer from his own whims and desires. He wanted to see if there is a hadith that supports it. Also, this teaches us that Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, though he was a companion and one of the greatest companions, he did not know everything. So the case was, a woman got into a fight with another woman. The woman threw a stone at the other woman who happened to be pregnant, and she aborted her child. The child was miscarried, and she died. And the child, of course, came out dead. So Umar wanted to know. Now, the blood money for the woman is known. It's half the blood money of a man. So it's 50 camels. But what about the child that was miscarried? What to do with it? So Al-Mughira ibn Shu'bah, may Allah be pleased with him, said that I remember hearing the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam saying that the judgment about it is a male or female slave. This is the blood money, the cost or the price of a male or female slave. Umar said, bring a witness. Muhammad ibn Maslama, may Allah be pleased with them all, testified that yes, he heard the same hadith from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is the penalty, the blood money for someone causing a miscarriage. And it has to be after the life was breathed in, because if it's below 4 months of age, the pregnancy, it's not a human being. So we have a number of cases. One, what happens if some woman, pregnant woman, was attacked, and then this attack caused in a miscarriage, in the pregnancy to abort it, and what came out was a piece of flesh. It's not a human being, it's a flesh. There is no penalty in that. What happens if the attack results in the child coming out and then dying, coming out alive. And then this attack caused the child to die after half a day, for example, because of the injuries suffered. Then there is a full diya. If it's a male child, even if it's 5 days old, or even if it's 5 hours old, as long as it came out alive, crying and healthy and then died, there is a full diya. What if the child came out dead with the features of a human being in him, arms, legs, a head? In this case, the penalty is the price of a slave, whether male or female. And how much is this? Scholars define this to be 1/10 of the mother's diya. 1/10 of the mother's diya. What is the mother's diya? 50. 1/10 of that is 5 camels. So the diya of this miscarriage is 5 camels. We have a short break. Stay tuned. And inshallah, we'll be right back.